grape wine one year, and if you drank it up in a hurry, it was very good.
It just lasted.
My grandma back before she got bitten by the prohibition bug, used to make peach brandy. And they said it was perfectly delicious. And when the prohibition came in, grandma said he had never been had always been a law-abiding citizen, and so he was pouring out all these bottles of peach brandy. And Maggie, the maid, was standing there crying. And grandma says, "No, son," says, "I'm not gonna let you have it either." I can just see him. I bet you he just...
I always wondered about branded peaches that are these famous, these well-known temperance ladies were famous for their branded peaches.
Like a few other things.
How did they reconcile that?
What is that? Some of that Lydia Pinkham's compound, they said that was nothing but pure alcohol.
Yeah. That's why it did them some good.
Oh, gosh. Well, I have long since decided that I was ingrained with this as a little bitty thing. Grandma was a big... wheel of the temperance union, and I don't think I could ever change my views on it, but isn't that silly?
Yes, I think it's
really
supposed to give her a winemaking kit and see.
I'm going to give you a winemaking kit.
I have always felt like one step above, what was any alcoholic beverage. And here my sister, bless her heart, is practically an alcoholic. In fact, she is an alcoholic. I mean, there's just no way. But,
Well, how did one get one way and one get the other?
Well, I'm the law-abiding. I'm the do-what-you're-supposed-to type person. Fussing about it the entire time, but doing it. That's just grimly going about being good, grimly being good. I tell you, I'm just a Victorian. That's the whole problem. But y'all was not done with that.
I told you that French Lieutenant's woman, that there are three different endings. Now, don't get mixed up there towards the last.
I'm right in the last.
It's a different ending. He's doing it three different ways.
Now, I'm glad you reminded me
of
that.
Don't
Jimmy
know.
Didn't know that, and he got into the first ending. He said, "The book ended, but now starting again."
Oh, Jimmy thought that was a terrible book.
He didn't like it.
You just don't understand the whole point.
He didn't like it. I guess not. A man wouldn't like it.
Well, the reason I like it is just exactly what I've been studying. It goes right along just exactly what
the
whole thing.
And the characters react.
I wish I'd read it before I got through the quarter, though. If
you paid any attention to your instructor, then you would have.
I know, but listen, that man had I bet I read 4,000 pages. And and he thinks I could remember it. That's what was so ridiculous. That final exam, I think I wrote 23 pages. And it was probably all trite and mess and everything. I don't even want to think about it. I could have told you everything. But you get in that, I'm just not cut out for that sort of thing. And of course, I do think that in graduate courses, exams are really...
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, there's just no...
way of getting around them.
They just have to do it. They have to grade. You've got to get a grade. Mm-hmm. And how else are you going to do it? You got to do some way. But if I were graded on what I learned and what I enjoyed, I would have gotten an A+, because I really learned a lot and I really enjoyed it. Come to the final, of course, that day, Jeannie, I'm never sick, thank the Lord. That day I had gotten up with a virus, and I got sick before I left home. I was green. I went home and went to bed after that exam, and I was sick for a week.
23 pages would make you green.
I have no telling what I put on them. But I mean, I was to the upchucking stage,
Well, now that's just something you catch.
Yeah.
It is rampant in Valdosta.
Well, I think
it's
all getting around the
really
room. In fact, I think Harold came over and visited us, and I caught it from him. Harold is Amy's boy.
Is he still living with him?
Oh, yes, Dorothy's coming tomorrow. Dorothy's his wife.
Is she going to live with him, too?
She's working on her PhD in some weird kind of psychology that you never heard of. I don't know what it is. Some kind of statistical psychology or something. Sounds very complicated. She's at Syracuse. And here he is, down here, playing in the symphony. And so she commutes.
Is she just going to stay down here during Christmas and then go back?
And go back.
So he's going to live with him, and she's going to...